Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on the show, coming on for the very first time, Larry. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. I'm always happy to talk to somebody who loves the King of Queens. Who knew there were so many of us out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is a show that was not on my radar when it was first aired, so I caught it later in life.
That's one of my questions I like to hear from people. So you watched it when it was fully in rerun?
Yes, probably around 2011. Stumbled upon it by accident.
Now, what part of the country are you in?
Well, I grew up in Queens, but I'm now in California, just outside of LA.
I lived out in California for a while, back in like the early 2000s. So. I love the weather. Love the weather of California.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Nothing beats it. Although Muscle Beach makes me feel weird.
Yeah. Well, that's not one of my places.
It's normal to feel weird at Muscle Beach. So you lived in Queens, so you really feel close to the show. And do you?
Oh yeah. I'll tell you, Doug and I, it turns out, we're like almost the same person.
Really?
Besides growing up in Queens, I also at one time got suckered into multi-level marketing, selling water filters.
Get out of town. You were selling water filters?
I swear. And I will tell you that it is true. It's not the filters, it's the licenses. That's absolutely true.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means it's not selling the filters. It's signing people. You make the big money by signing people up.
Yeah.
Selling the licenses for other people.
I got suckered into something similar, and I'm going to throw a company out there we've all heard of, Amway.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A friend of mine and I were like, got suckered into it, and probably, I will say this about Amway. This episode is brought to you by Amway. No, their detergent is like really good. Like they do have some products that I'm like, they're pretty good. They're pricey. I haven't bought an Amway product in forever. But yeah, it's just, you know, hey, you know what? We had to try to pay our bills somehow, right?
Exactly. And as I kept watching the show, I realized I actually had mold in my house that my insurance company did not cover.
Get out.
I thought, I said, I am this, but they're telling my life story.
You know, we had a kitchen issue and we found mold, and it was, the insurance company were douchebags about it.
Yeah.
But
I had the plastic hanging and everything. I'm like, this is my life.
Kill me now. Maybe you should call Captain Superman.
Exactly.
So I live on Long Island. So I am where I live is like a 10-minute walk to Queens. I'm like West Long Island. I'm like in the suburbs. And I grew up hating New York, but now I'm like kind of invested in it. And I don't know. I love the fact that the show talks about New York in such a fun way in a period of time where I was working in the corporate world. So I kind of, you know, the whole like commuting thing is something I saw eye to eye on. I did not watch the show. I don't think I watched the show when it first aired, but I watched it in reruns, and now I have a podcast about it. So there.
So, well, I grew up in Fresh Meadows, close to Brothers Pizza, which I know they mentioned on the show.
Fresh Meadows it's not far at all. You're talking like 15 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the Five Towns. Like, I don't know if you know that area. The Five Towns. Heard of it, the South Shore of Long Island.
what's considered the, what town do you live in?
I'll just tell you. It's Hewlett.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. All right. So you've heard of Hewlett. The biggest town near me is Valley Stream.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Wasn't there a mall there or something? Shopping?
The Green Acres Mall.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I like to go to Green Acres Mall when I can afford to bring a bodyguard with me.
Oh, okay.
To protect me from the people from Fresh Meadows. I'm just kidding. So, no, but I love New York. I love the different, you know, it's a big melting pot, right?
Yes, it is.
But here we are. We have a great opening to this episode that's very relevant for 2026.
Wow. Did you know what Ayatollah Khomeini's first name was?
What?
He said was. The Ayatollah was, you know.
Was he, I don't know, was he still alive then? I'm not sure.
No, he's the one who was just killed.
No. This is the old Ayatollah Khomeini. There was another one.
Was another one?
Yes.
All right.
It was pronounced differently. There was Ayatollah Khomeini, and this one is like Khomeini. I don't know how to even say it.
All right, we have to do a fact check on that. <We'll do>
Rahala.
So, what do you think it was?
Ayatollah.
Ayatollah is not a name, it's a title.
I love it.
Yeah, how many times have you gotten one of those, right? Yeah,
I've heard them. I've received them. This is flat out one of, like, so many people say this is one of their favorite episodes, or even opening in general.
Well, this is my favorite episode, and it has my favorite cold opening, so it's got everything.
There you go.
Whoa. Did you just give me a...
By the way, Weekly In Touch, I don't know if they even make that anymore, but we have maybe Jennifer Aniston or Avril Lavigne on the cover. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm some kind of idiot for thinking that Ayatollah could be a first name.
Okay, you're not an idiot. It's just not a name, okay?
Oh, really? It just so happens that I played high school baseball with a guy named Ayatollah.
Really?
Yep. Ayatollah Rodriguez.
Ayatollah Rodriguez. That's funny. You never mentioned him before.
Really? I never mentioned Tolly. It's weird because we were pretty tight. He actually took his sister Beth to the junior prom.
I just love this.
He will take a lie to the extreme, it's just to
crazy.
Be right.
He does this every once in a while, and it's just he just keeps doubling down.
Doug, I'm going to make you an offer, okay? Stop talking right now, and we can pretend this never happened.
Now, a lot of people be like, all right, but not Doug.
No.
I'm not going to pretend my best friend from high school never happened.
So even more so. Hey, remember house phones? Jeez.
I do.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Ayatollah Rodriguez. My old high school baseball friend, Doug Bear.
So she just throws the phone. And is there another cold opening where he does something on the phone? And then I think it's like...
Yeah, Surf's Up.
Surf's Up.
Which is my other favorite cold
opening.
And
he keeps on saying, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought they edited it out, but now I'm remembering the other one. I just misremembered. All right, so we get the little shots of the opening of Queens. Of course, it's from the World's Fair. And this place is still here. I went there not 6 months ago. Maybe more than 6 months ago.
The big globe over with the World's Fair, there was a catering hall over there that I went to a few bar mitzvahs back in the day.
Oh, really?
Right in that area. So, yeah. It was Terrace on the Park or something like that.
I don't know. That. I mean, I've I try to stay on Long Island. So, all right. We have one of my favorite inventions of Doug, because Doug comes up with some pretty good inventions. Now, I do watch his... I look at his watches. I've mentioned it in a couple episodes.
Right.
This is the first time I'm seeing him wearing a metal watch, because he used to have the G-Shock. Then he had some other type of Casio or something, a plastic kind of sports watch, like a round face. And then we have this, which I can't really get a good view of. But he's sitting there in bed, as one does, eating chicken.
Right. I'm thinking even I wouldn't do this, but okay. Yeah. Good for him.
Like, yeah. I think he might have shoes on the bed, too, which
is... Yeah, he does. He does.
Oh, my God. Now, I do want to mention, I mentioned this in the previously, this, the way their bedroom is made, I think is very accurate for the type of house this would be. Like, the the beds were smaller back then. Like my house is built in 1925, and my bed has to kind of, the headboard is kind of in the window area a little bit. It's just,
okay.
Beds were smaller and people were smaller, and you know, it's just the way it is. So I always thought there's a weird placement for the bedroom to have the windows behind it, but it's kind of just the reality of living in one of these houses, even though it's a set.
Right. I love the nod.
Yeah, the nod. The acknowledgement of his poor behavior.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
hey, how's it going?
When your dog pees on the floor and you look at him and he's like, afternoon.
Explain to me what I'm looking at.
Before you judge me, let me walk you through it. I settled in, I started eating, and then I realized I didn't have a place to put the bones. I didn't want to put them on the sheets because you made it very clear you don't like that. Long story short, I've invented the shirt plate.
Doug, I left dinner for you in the refrigerator.
Now, I'm playing some of these clips kind of long because there are a lot of just great jokes in this episode. So,
so many repeatable, quotable lines.
It's hard to jump around, but...
I didn't see it.
No, because I labeled it Doug's Dinner.
Oh, I thought that said Dog's Dinner. I figured you were surprising me with a puppy.
Come on, this isn't funny.
You're telling me all day long I thought I was getting a puppy.
He's the chicken wings on his chest.
And you know that bucket of chicken is just his snack before dinner. That's not dinner.
That's it's an aperitif.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, you promised me you would stick to your diet, aren't you at all?
Oh, no, amuse-bouche. That's the word I was thinking of.
Concerned about your health?
I'll tell you what I am concerned about. My blue cheese cup am empty.
Oh my God. This is like,
my wife and I say that all the time.
My blue cheese cup runs
out. Am empty.
She goes right for the nipples. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Mayo cottage.
By the way, those were real chicken wings on him. I mean, look at that grease on his shirt. I mean,
oh, yeah. But you notice now his hands are clean. He didn't stop to wash his hands on the way downstairs.
No. I wiped them on his sweatpants.
Cheese, garden burgers, all untouched. Why do I even bother buying this stuff?
That's what I've been saying.
Exactly.
This is a sticker right here, right? Like the freeze frame. I'm actually going to take a quick screenshot of that. I think that's kind of amazing. That's what I've been saying. That's so funny. Very rarely has there been a show that I feel like you could just watch and there's no drama about it. You know, there's nothing too heavy going on. You do get into some serious issues, you know, when Carrie's, when she lost the baby and, you know, things do serious. But I would say like 95% of what we're looking at out of 204 episodes are extremely watchable and easy to watch and funny, like genuinely.
And they can just play in the background when you're doing something else. Yeah. And it's just a comfort.
No, I'm not a big TV person, but I do go, I gravitate to some shows. Do you have like shows that you also do in rotation?
No, I have some that I just watch over and over again. Like this one, Everybody Loves Raymond, Mike and Molly. Those are sitcoms that I really enjoy.
You know, it's weird. Everybody Loves Raymond, I think, is beautifully written. It's so funny and it's kind of the same humor. But my only issue I've ever had with the show is how much that Ray and what's her name? Monica? No.
Deborah.
The characters hate each other. And it really bugs me and how mean they are to each other. Because with Doug and Carrie, they don't they'll fight, they'll have these type of things, but they never hate each other. Even when they split up in the final season.
Yeah.
They didn't hate each other. There were a few low moments, but I don't know. I just don't. I think at the end of the day, you know, these are these characters love each other.
So. I noticed in the earlier seasons, Carrie is nicer and Doug is smarter. And as the years went on, she got meaner and he got dumber.
Well, you know, he went vegan that one time.
Yeah.
I love that one too. That scream. Ah!
You gotta find a new go-to move.
So they get into an argument about his overeating and it's ridiculous. So she's like, you're going to like essentially a 12-step program. People might not know that these things exist, like an AA meeting, but for overeaters, I guess he's
sure, overeaters anonymous,
which is a real thing. You know, people do this. And they're talking about the 600-pound person.
Oh yeah, he was really cool. They had to cut him out of the department.
Well, we're talking about him. So this is also a very, there are a lot of gags here that are extremely visual, but I think that the jokes really land either way. So we're in like, I guess, I don't know where this would be, like some type of community center or
community center, probably, or school. Yeah.
So he goes into the, what appears to be the Overeaters Anonymous meeting. And right. I don't know even know why they would have food out, you know, like they wouldn't. I don't think they would.
Yeah, that's true. And even if it is a vegetable plate.
I've been known to overeat.
Is there even any dip?
That'd be me. What kind of crap is this? He just drops the celery and Doug just looks away. And perfectly coordinated, we have a pretty decent spread of dessert.
Hey, I'd be lured in there with that. Oh man,
yeah, like I dog sat, or I have two dogs, but we dog sat a third dog, and I dropped her off this morning, and they handed me these apple cider handmade donuts that they had picked up, and I'm like, holy moly, they're so addictive. I love them. So the character on the right, I'll just call him Magoo because Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Morty or Maury. I can't really tell what he's saying. I think it's Morty.
So funny, I think. I love. He's fantastic. He's so memorable. But yeah, Doug, this is Doug just seeing the desserts.
Okay, people.
He's not shy about loading up.
Not at all.
Let's get started. You there. You're new. What's your name?
Me? Doug.
Welcome, Doug. I'm Neil. Please join us. Is this how to hem your own pants?
That's so funny.
No, Doug. This is a group for men in abusive relationships.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be here. I'll put these back, except for this one, because I put a thumbprint in it already.
So do you think, I mean, what's your opinion? Do you think Doug's in an abusive relationship with Carrie? Because she has
been
awful at times, but not.
Well, but he's awful too.
It's weird. I was saying before,
in different ways.
I was saying before how Deborah and Ray they hate each other, but you're right. Doug and Carrie are awful on their own and together. I mean, they split up a marriage. I mean, a relationship. I might have been a marriage. I forget. But I didn't really compare that. All right. Like
they're horrible people, but I love them.
Oh, I love them as well. I just, you wouldn't want to be friends with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Doug, we all know what you're going through.
And he ends up, this actor ends up being their neighbor, which I just think is great.
Neighbor, right.
And he remains in the therapy role, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared. You don't want to admit there's a problem. But you were brave enough to come here tonight.
Doug's response is so Doug. It's so funny.
Be brave enough to stay.
Really, I don't belong here.
We all felt that way at first, Doug.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like a cult.
So, why are you here tonight?
You had donuts.
And Who doesn't let you have donuts, Doug?
My wife, but the thing is...
Does she ever yell at you about eating donuts?
Yeah.
Does she ever get physical? Hit you? Slap you? Throw things at you?
Yesterday she twisted my nipples.
Look at everybody's response to it.
And does all of her anger just make you want to eat more?
This.
Okay.
Okay. They're just convincing him. He walked in fine and now he's a mess.
Yeah. Like, so he kind of goes on and on and he's telling the story from his point of view.
Now, I can't look at the poor guy.
Oh, wait,
sorry. Maybe it's because all the names she calls me. Fatty, Chunky, Sir Eats a Lot. She starts yelling at the waiter. Now, I can't look at the poor guy, and I certainly can't look at her, so I look down at my plate. Hello, Jambalaya. You won't twist my nipples, will you?
And he's, you know, really getting emotional. He's really breaking down.
It's just Doug.
I'll tell you, Fat Damon really got me.
Fat Damon is really great. he didn't throw in Fatty McButterpants, which was somebody else called him, but still.
Yeah, not this one.
And this is actually a really shocking little moment because Carrie's like, are you crying in there?
How'd it go tonight?
It's good.
Have you been crying?
A little. You get into some stuff in there.
Oh, honey. I'm so proud of you.
I think this is the moment with Magoo, right?
Yep.
Hey, moron, watch where you're going.
He's just a deer in headlights.
He's paralyzed.
Magoo, move.
So, by the way, does that bring you right back to Queens? Like, people yelling at each other and... I mean, people yell at each other in L.A., but I mean,
it's especially from there's something about New York and yelling from car to car that, you know, people walking don't yell at each other, but from car to car, it's like, what are you doing?
Asshole. Slow down. You'll flip, you know, and it's to the old lady going 10. This is another little moment, which what's your opinion of why am I all of a sudden forgetting her name? Holly. What do you think of Holly?
I feel bad for her, but I love her.
Yeah, the only criticism that I have towards her character and the development of the character is when they bring her back pregnant and she's been abandoned. I just hate that, you know.
Oh yeah,
it just didn't really sit well with me. But in general, I think she's...
But also, that's that last episode, and there's a lot of problems with that last episode.
I, you know, just like Star Wars, except for the new Star Wars, I kind of accept them all. You know, mm-hmm. I just kind of, it is what it is. I mean, it's over. You can't have any new ones. I may as well just accept a questionable episode. It's better than no episode.
I still watch it. There's only one episode. There's only one episode that I will skip every time. And that's it's called Thanks Man. It's the Thanksgiving episode with the eye patch guy on the porch.
Oh, really? I kind of like that episode, but I understand where you're coming from in terms of some episodes just don't resonate.
I'm very conscious about safety and security, and there's no way that, I mean, I side with Carrie on that one. There's no way I would let that guy just hang out on the porch, and I certainly wouldn't invite him in.
And Carrie and Spence.
Yeah.
The one that I really have I have two of them that I have a tough time with, and that's the paintball episode.
Not a favorite. Yeah.
And the one where they do the reenactments of old TV shows. Although I think they did a good job at it, I don't like it for some reason.
I enjoy watching it for the talent because I love the Honeymooners, and I think they did an outstanding job on that.
I think Carrie looks really great in that. You know, not trying to be
she's great as Alice. She did. Everybody did a great job, yeah. And mm-hmm. As a standalone episode, it's not great. It's not a great episode.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan. I the premise of it, I love it, and I love the fact that they tried, and for me, didn't work, but who the hell am I? You know, it'll get covered, you know.
Or the light in me.
Yeah.
So Doug's on his phone with, I guess, his sponsor, right?
Hey, Doug, I'm just dropping off Arthur's bill, but I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. Are you an alcoholic?
She's like all happy.
She's so excited. She's so excited. She thinks she found us.
No.
Oh, no, me neither. So what was that all about?
Oh,
it's right up there with when he became a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long story, but it turns out it's Carrie's anger that makes me eat so much.
No.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Wow, how about that?
This whole time she had me convinced it was my fault, but my support group helped me realize that Carrie's bad temper is the problem. She drives me straight into the loving arms of food.
Maybe that's what happened with my brother and his wife, except that she drove him straight into the loving arms of their nanny. We're gonna kill our pharmacist!
Oh, God.
I love it. Oh, God. And then what she says?
Through the back door. We'll drive all night. Come.
This could have, I mean, if he had gone with her, this could have been a whole different show. He just starts a new life with Holly.
Hey, Kara.
Hey. So I go to pick up my prescription from the pharmacy.
They always have weird stuff on the counter. I'm noticing it more and more. Like, we have that candy squeeze. Now, I don't, that looks like a salt. I mean, a pepper cracker thing, but at another angle I've seen in other episodes, it looks kind of like a 70s vase of a cat. So I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got the little thing on top, so I think it's a pepper thing.
But this is one of those few shows you can just like, look, they have Ricola.
And what's in the bowl and why is it just sitting out there?
This? Maybe tea bags? I don't know.
No, the blue bowl.
Oh, the blue bowl? That's I don't think Arthur's in this episode, but he probably made a bowl of mayonnaise. Just a bowl of mayonnaise.
And I'm in line for like 20 freaking minutes because the pharmacist is a million years old. Then I finally get to the front of the line and Rip Van Senile says, that'll be $98.
Rip Van Senile.
And I go, no, our insurance covers this. And he says, no, it doesn't. I hate him.
Doug's response is so amazing.
People. Where's our insurance bill?
Maybe it's upstairs.
Why would it be upstairs? Did you put it there?
No, I don't. I try to help you out.
Why are you acting so weird?
I'm sorry.
He's so defeated.
Find it.
It's one of the few times she's not actually mad at him.
Yeah.
And he should enjoy that more, but he's acting all.
I'm just trying to help you out.
You poor man.
He takes a sandwich. Like, who just has a sandwich?
It was ready made. They're ready to go. Yeah.
It's like he has a stack of like Subway Heroes in there waiting to be eaten. And I mean, I love the fact that she grabs a few. Carrie did it to them both. So we get one of the songs. This is another thing you don't get with, well, I don't really watch too much modern TV, but after this, like on television, you didn't get a lot of songs, like songs that you've heard of. And in this,
thing to sacrifice our love.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And we get this montage of reenactments of Carrie. She's talking to the paper boy to rectify it, the issue, and he's like acting it out, like really.
And he brought the newspaper with him to class as a prop.
A prop. It's this prop guy breaks the. It's just a lot of ridiculous stuff going on, and every time something goes wrong, he goes right to food. He's using it now as a security. I mean, as a crutch. He's in bed. This is actually a very funny little moment where they're just in bed. They're completely quiet. She just kind of slaps him accidentally.
And he's got his emergency pudding.
Emergency pudding? You don't have that? Emergency pudding.
I don't have that, but I might start.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah. You never know when you could use an emergency pudding. So let's see. Carrie starts calling him out a little bit because he's clearly gaining weight, according to her.
Did it and stuck with it. Now look at you. Doug?
Yeah?
Are you, getting fatter?
No.
No? Because it seems like you're much more fatter.
Can't be. I've been going to my overeaters group for weeks.
Are you sure they're not teaching you how to overeat?
You know what it is? They told me I'd gain weight before I lose it. Actually, that's their motto. You'll gain weight before you lose it.
It's like an Ayatollah. It's like his Tully story right up there with that.
Yeah, right. And one of my favorite lines in the whole series is coming up right now.
That's a bad one.
Well, they're fat. They're not Shakespeare. I'll see you later.
Well, they're fat. They're not Shakespeare. I love that.
And then basically he's talking about their methods and how they show pictures of they make them eat while looking at pictures of Hitler. It's like, what?
Oh, that's later.
But, yeah, like.
No, he talks about the lady from the practice and
I jumped. But yeah, so basically they're Carrie's like, something's up. So she goes to the place, might be exactly where the senior center normally is. And she's walking around. She goes up to one big guy and asks.
Excuse me. Is Doug Heffernan here?
Who?
Doug Heffernan. He's in this class?
No, we don't have anyone named Doug here.
Isn't this the overeater support group?
No, this is Jazzercise. Why do you have to hurt?
Maybe Doug's on the right path. This is really funny. So Doug's right across the hall, obviously. And
I love his, oh my God, this is real butter.
He's like, oh my God, this is real
made with real butter.
Oh my God, this is made with real butter.
So Carrie sees in the hallway.
Hello, Doug.
Carrie. Oh God.
Oh God.
Moi, this is my wife, Carrie.
So it is Maury. I think it's Maury.
Maury?
Like Maurice.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, you have 5 seconds to tell me what's going on here.
What's going on here is I'm in the middle of my overeaters group.
Doug, you're eating cake.
So what we didn't see is we eat the cake while looking at a picture of Hitler. That's how they get us to hate cake. Yuck.
Throws yuck. So she's like, what is going on? And he reveals what's happening. And that's where the class kind of intervenes a bit.
Sure. Do my, what do you call her again?
Your behavior catalyst.
Behavior catalyst, okay? So if you want to blame somebody for my weight, maybe you should take a hard look in the mirror.
You're a lying sack of crap.
I have to clip that. I the only clip I have so far that's for King of Queens is Yuspa.
Yuspa! Great. Now I'm hungry.
Great. Now I'm hungry.
Carrie, I'm Neil. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Doug is simply trying to break a cycle of verbal and physical abuse.
Why do they have so much junk food at this meeting? They have everything. They have peanut butter, cookies, chips, the donuts, of course, cake.
Jeez. I might go myself. Yeah. I could be in an abused relationship.
Can I take home a plate? You know?
Physical abuse. He told you that I physically abuse him.
He told us about everything, Carrie. The purple nurples. The atomic wedgies. That scar on his arm.
You got that scar from a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, a hot dog eating contest. I only enter because you're so mean.
Oh, really? And did you also set a new record because I'm so mean?
Could be.
Could be. Could be. I've always wondered, how do you get a scar on your arm in a hot dog eating contest? What, does it get that rough?
Well, the same guy got mustard on his back, right?
Let me ask you something, Neil. Did he happen to mention that he was fat the day that I met him?
Well, no.
No, because he was. Yeah. What were you then? Huh? High 200s?
No, not high. Mid to high.
And did he also
say that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Happened to mention that he was the biggest kid in nursery school, that all the other parents thought he was a teacher?
No.
No. Tell him about the special desk, Doug.
Oh, no. Poor Doug. So they just start fighting, and she's like, he goes, I'll go to the Overeaters Anonymous meeting if you go to the, what was it? The anger management,
yeah.
So I'm going to play the outcome of what they're going to go on a healthy date night, I guess.
Yeah.
They're going to test their new selves.
It's great. We haven't had date night in a while.
I know. Well, we deserve it. I mean, you're sticking to your diet.
Got my rice cakes.
And I've mellowed out. It's much better.
Much better. Yeah. And my nipples have healed up nicely. Those are taken.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Those two? All the way down to that guy.
There's another guy who's a comedian, stand-up comedian. I don't know his name, but Kevin James definitely brought, like, all of his friends on the show. There's no doubt about it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I don't recognize this guy.
I've seen him, like, do stand-up some. I'm not physically, but I've seen him on things.
Okay. One guy saving 20 seats. No law against that.
So they're like, they have to end up sitting in the front.
Right.
Which I'm sure you've done before in your life. And it's
terrible. At one time or another. It's
yeah.
Terrible.
When you're a kid, I think it's when you're like, you have to do it. You know, it's like a rite of passage.
So. And I love when he takes a bite of the rice cake and lay.
Does he do that? Oh, we might have missed it.
Tell me if it. Plain.
So they're clearly stressing out. He just looks so miserable.
Yeah, it's great that we're trying to improve ourselves.
What's interesting here is they make rice cakes that are compressed popcorn. You could have been eating those.
He could have.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that all these improvements are upsetting our balance as a couple.
Yeah, something's a little off, right? I mean, what should we do?
Well, I'm just going to throw this out at you, okay? What if I were to let you eat these Milk Duds? Would you let me go back there to the seats we're supposed to be in and dropkick that douche into the lobby?
His response is just so spot on for the character. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear a word after Milk Duds.
He does the whole box.
The whole box.
They used to catch up for time lost.
What do you own the movie theater? Move the coat, or I'm going to shove it down your throat.
There you go.
There you go. So, all right. So, Doug is, I believe this is the closer.
Check it out. I made a Milk Dud sandwich. It's a Dud Witch.
I think Milk Duds are the worst candy that you can get. I don't know. It's just not for me. I try not to
eat
candy.
They'll be in your teeth for a week.
Yeah, like I feel like it's like, hey, you want a cavity? Have this. I'm just not a big fan of anything like super chewy or taffy and that type of stuff. Unless it's like, I've had soft taffy where it's like high quality, but yeah.
Let's pull the rest of your feelings out.
Right. I just feel like,
Ron was supposed to be saving these seats for us.
You're up again.
his again, spot on for what he's about to say.
You're all gonna die.
And that's it. Great episode. I mean,
it is my favorite.
There's so many little things to really love about that episode. And again, they betrayed each other. They lied. They so many things that they did that are just terrible to do. But at the end, they're together. They're not hating each other. And I just feel like with the Ray, Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know. I just feel like, and I also feel like the actors hate each other. That's another thing. I don't know why.
Oh,
I'm probably not true.
I don't think so. I don't think they really do, but
I do think it's funny. Every time I see it, I'm cracking up. I think it's really well written and really funny.
I love Peter Boyle. I love his character of Frank.
Just in general.
He's what I watch the show for.
Just in general, him being on television is amazing. But his whole career is so like spot on.
Oh, yeah.
And takes
I was
place.
A huge fan of Young Frankenstein, you know.
And takes place on Long Island, right?
Right.
Does it say where? I kind of always forget.
Lynbrook.
Oh, really? Lynbrook. That's right next to my town. That's in my school district.
Well, maybe you'll run into them at the supermarket.
I don't think so. I don't go to Lynbrook. I don't leave the five towns. but Larry, I want to thank you so much for coming on here and talking about our favorite show. And
it was great. Thanks so much for having me.
I'd love to invite you on again in the near future. Hopefully I didn't scare you away. Or bore you to
No, absolutely. Hey, I'm available anytime.
Awesome. Just call. I really appreciate that. And if you ever have any ideas or suggestions for the show, I really would appreciate it. And yeah, that's about it. If you could just stay on the line. Well, actually, right. Before I say that, people should head on over to kingofqueenspodcast.com. If you like the show, subscribe, leave a review. If you leave a review that is less than 5 stars, you are dead to me. So, just kidding. Any review. I appreciate all reviews.